Physician: No evidence Mitch McConnell suffered stroke, has seizure disorder. By Wendell Hasebo on September 5, 2023. There is no evidence that Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, suffers from a seizure disorder or suffered a stroke during an incident on August 30 when he appeared to freeze, attending physician Brian Monahan wrote Tuesday. My examination of you following your August 30, 2023 brief episode included several medical evaluations, brain MRI imaging, EEG study and consultations with several neurologists for a comprehensive neurology assessment, Monahan prefaced in a letter to McConnell. There is no evidence that you have a seizure disorder or that you experienced a stroke, TIA or movement disorder such as Parkinson's disease, the doctor wrote. There are no changes recommended in treatment protocols. Monahan medically cleared McConnell to return to work last week after he froze during a press gaggle in Kentucky. His second scary moment in just over a month after a similar incident occurred at the U.S. Capitol. Watch, Mitch McConnell freezes mid-speech, led away from podium. Leader McConnell felt momentarily lightheaded and paused during his press conference today. A spokesperson for McConnell told Breitbart News. In March, McConnell, 81, was rushed to the hospital upon suffering a concussion after tripping at a reception. Doctors cleared him to return to work in April. The public disclosure of McConnell's health comes as pressure mounts for him to step aside. For goodness sake, the family, friends, and staff of Senators Dianne, Feinstein and McConnell are doing them and our country a tremendous disservice. It's time for term limits for Congress and the Supreme Court and some basic human decency, Representative Dean Phillips, DMN, posted on X. If this keeps happening, and there's no reason to think it won't, that creates an issue. And let's remember, this isn't just Speaker McConnell. I mean, obviously, we have great concern for him. We have, you know, the senator from California. We have our own president who has had issues. Obviously, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, R, told CNN. Age is playing a role in Washington right now. And not in a positive way, unfortunately. The National Review said McConnell should step down from his post. A leadership transition doesn't need to happen urgently, but the wheels should be turning, the editors wrote. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.